All right, what is going on, pre-PTs, pre-PTAs, PT students, wherever you are, wherever you're tuning in from. Welcome to another pre-PT chat live. It's been a while since I've been on, and it'll be a little bit till I can get back on again. So just wanted to make sure I hopped in real quick and gave you guys another pre-PT chat live since it's been a while. So I hope you guys are doing well. Drop your names, where you're tuning in from, drop your comments, do the thing. Y'all know how to do it. We're on TikTok, we're on Facebook, we're on YouTube, we're on Twitter. We might be on Instagram in a second. We'll see. Sean, thanks for joining in. You apply this summer. What's going on? Good to see you. TikTok, what's up? What's up? For those of you who are new, I'm Casey. I'm a physical therapist, one of the co-founders of Pre-PT Grind and Cash and Clash University. And this is where we help you get into physical therapy school and PTA school without wasting time, money, stress, anxiety, or anything in between. And we also make sure you know how to make money in school so that you're not a broke physical therapist complaining that you're a broke physical therapist. So you have other streams of income while you're doing the thing you love and that you pay to go to school for, if you choose to go to physical therapy school or PTA school. So that's what we're all about. If you vibe with us, like, subscribe, comment, go to our website, blah, 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 all the internet stuff. Everything is pre-PT grind, from the website to the handles to the social media stuff, everything pre-PT grind. So that's what we're about. Follow, like, share, comment, all that good stuff. We will do a Q&A session near the end of today's show. So hold on a second. But today, the show topic is all about how to apply to physical therapy school or PTA school. So we'll be going through the steps on this pre-PT chat live here. There are multiple steps and there are details to these multiple steps. So hang on with me as we go through that. But it's not, the steps are just the steps. It gets complicated with each individual situation and life situation around it. But the steps are fairly simple and they are just steps. So this pre-PT chat live main topic will be just about the steps. There are things we can go into in different lanes and different roads we can go down with each of the step, but this is just how to apply it to physical therapy school. We have tons of videos, tons of free content, tons of free guides, tons of free stuff on how to get into physical therapy school, how to apply, all the stuff. That's what our whole platform is for. So please go to our website, watch our videos, binge watch our free stuff. If you watch this video and you're like, I still need more detail and all that stuff, get our free stuff. And one of our free things is the acceptance guide. So go to acceptanceguides.com or go to our website. You can get our free acceptance guides. Download those guides. It's free guides. It's y'all know how the internet works. Don't give yourself a hard time. Don't give me a hard time. Just go to acceptanceguides.com, download that, and it gives you all the steps and the details of the steps to become a physical therapist or PTA. So that's what we got going on. And for those of you who are new to a pre-PT chat live, this is what we got going on here. Today, we have our show segments, What's Happening in PT, How to Think Like a Physical Therapist, or Are You Smarter Than a Physical Therapist, PT Program and App Updates, and the main event. Then we'll have a Q&A session. So if you guys have questions on TikTok, I see your questions. I will get to those at the end of the show, and or you can ask them on YouTube, and we can pull your comments up on YouTube. So that's what we got going on, and let's get into the first topic. What's the first topic? What are we talking about? What's happening in physical therapy. All right. So let's bring this screen up. There we go. All right. So what's happening in physical therapy? TikTok, if you cannot see the screen, you can hop over to YouTube, pre-PT grind on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. You guys can see the screen. And we are talking about nerve stimulation plus physical therapy rehab and how it may boost the recovery of arm and hand function. So nerve stimulation plus PT may boost the recovery of arm and hand function. So basically what this is saying is that the recovery of arm and hand function after a stroke, we're talking about specifically after a stroke, for those of you who didn't know, yes, people with neurological dysfunctions or symptoms or strokes or injuries, right? Neurological injuries, physical therapists treat injuries, and neurological injuries is one of them, or strokes is a type of neurological injury. Basically, this article is saying the recovery of arm and hand function after a stroke often stalls or even declines, leaving many patients with chronic motor deficiencies that limit their independence and quality of life. New treatments that can boost the benefits of rehab are desperately needed. So basically, this article is talking about different nerve stimulations that can boost the recovery of hand and arm dysfunction. I can talk about this from personal experience. There was a patient maybe, I don't know, 3 years ago or so, and the rest of his body was fine, but he had this arm and hand problem. Let's see if YouTube can see me. No, you can't. Let me put my screen back up. Had this arm and hand function. And usually when you see people with nerve problems, their arm and hand is kind of like this. And his main thing was just to be able to grab a water bottle, right? So I did some electrical stimulation on his forearm muscles. And within 3 or 4 visits, this was like the perfect textbook case. His function started to come back. So I can speak to this from personal experience, personal treatment, clinical experience that this article is definitely onto something. So if you want to read that article from News in the Physical Therapy World, is it still up? Oh, here we go. You can go to this article from News in Medical Life Sciences, nerve stimulation plus PT may boost recovery of arm and hand function. So that's what we got going on in the PT news. And our next topic is we're going to play a game. We're going to play Kahoot and we're going to play some music real quick until I bring that up. So give me 1 second. TikTok, if you want to see the screen and play Are You Smarter Than a Physical Therapist, hop on over to YouTube and we'll play real quick. Give me 1 second while I set this up. All right, we are here. Let me share this screen and let's get to it. Let's get to it. I think we are good. All right, let's start. Can we start? Am I starting? Oh no, here we go. Let's do this. There we go. We are on the clock. All right, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Here is your first question. Name this muscle. All right, TikTok. Let's see if I can help y'all out here. Flip the camera. All right, TikTok. Can y'all see this clip? Name this muscle. YouTube, what's going on? I see you. Morning. You're a PTA, Brandon. Go follow PTA Elevation if you are PTA taking boards. What is the answer? That is the answer. Next question. It was soleus. The correct answer was soleus, TikTok. Next question. What is the origin of the soleus? Origin of the soleus. YouTube, what is the origin of the soleus? Oh, it's 27 people on. What we get 27 people on? Thanks for the 77 likes. Appreciate it. All 29 people on TikTok. What is the origin of the soleus? I don't know if this is clipped. We got 28 seconds left. Posterior femur. Okay. Posterior femur again. Okay. How are we going after this? The medial posterior tibia, it actually attaches to the tibia, not the femur. So the soleus attaches to the tibia. The gastroc technically attaches to part of the femur. Next question. What is the insertion of the soleus? It's the insertion of the soleus. YouTube, TikTok, wherever you're tuning in from, what is the insertion of the soleus? Let us know. Are you smarter than a physical therapist? Let's see. This question
determines the outcome of your life. You cannot get this right. I don't know if you can become a physical therapist. I don't know. I don't know if you got it in you. I don't know. All right, we're getting calcaneus. We're getting calcaneus. I think we're good. It is the calcaneus. Next question. 4 out of 6. Action. What is the action of the soleus? Dorsiflexion, plantar flexion, inversion, or eversion? Are you smarter than a physical therapist? 36 people on TikTok on a pre-PT chat live. That's what's up. Thanks for joining. TikTok, what is it? What is the action of the soleus? What does the soleus do? All right, y'all got this one. Ooh, we are good. Question 5 out of 6. Let's move on. Nerve. What is the innervation or the nerve of the soleus? Dang, I forgot a picture here. But just imagine the soleus there. What is the nerve of the soleus? What nerve makes the soleus move? What is the name of that nerve? Soleal nerve, saphenous nerve, tibial nerve, femoral nerve. What is it? What is it? What is it? TikTok, what you saying? YouTube, what you guys saying? The soleus. Sorry, YouTube. I forgot a picture there. But it is the soleus. We've been talking about the soleus on this live stream. So what is the innervation or the nerve of the soleus? Everybody on TikTok is saying tibial. You are correct. Last question, then we'll move on in the show. I think it's the main event of the show next. I think. Blood supply. What is the blood supply of the soleus? There's the picture. What is the blood supply of the soleus? YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, all the places. What is the blood supply of the soleus? Let me know. Are you smarter than a physical therapist? Can you be one? Again, tibial, femoral. What is it? 20 something seconds. I think everybody's saying femoral. It is tibial. It is the tibial artery. All right. That was it. On to the next section of this pre-PT chat live. It is the main event. All right, let's talk about how to apply to physical therapy school. Let's get this going. Let me figure out this stuff. All right, TikTok, we flipping you back around. Give me 1 second. And welcome to behind the scenes of how to run a show. Flip the camera. All right, TikTok. I set you up here. That was fun. Glad you guys played along. All right, main event of the show, how to apply to physical therapy school. By a show of comments, when are you guys applying? I think Sean is applying this summer on YouTube. TikTok, when are you guys applying to physical therapy school or PTA school? Because these are the steps to apply to physical therapy school or PTA school. So let me know. Comment, when are you applying or when do you plan on applying? Or do you know when you want to apply to physical therapy school? You're applying to DPT school. Sean, good stuff. Cool. Perfect. I have worked with a child with cerebral palsy. I believe so. I have worked with children with neurological diseases. Or neurological problems. I just got to remember which one. It's been a while. But for those of you tuning in, here are the steps to apply to physical therapy school first. Then apply to PTA school. So spring 2024, PTA school, Carlos, good stuff. All right, let's go through these. Take notes, take your notes out, take your notebooks out, take your whatever out and take notes if you are applying to PT school or PTA school. Here's what you have to keep in mind for PT school. Here we go, YouTube, you guys ready? Number one, you need to enroll in a community college or a university. You need to enroll in a community college or university. That's number one. Take those notes. I didn't put it on the screen because one, I didn't have enough time to. I got a lot of stuff to do. And number two, it helps more if you listen and take notes. It's a part of the study strategy, remembering stuff and blah, blah, blah. All right, number one, enroll in a community college or university. Number two, choose any major. You need to declare a major. It doesn't matter which major. I have plenty of videos on which major. We talk about that all the time. Next, it doesn't matter which major because number three, you need to take the prerequisite classes, the required classes, all right? And the general prerequisite classes are Anatomy 1 and 2, Biology 1 and 2, Physics 1 and 2, Chemistry 1 and 2, Statistics, Psychology, Human Development, Medical Terminology, English, classes like that. And they vary from like class to class slightly per each school. But a majority of schools, physical therapy schools, want Anatomy 1 and 2, Bio 1 and 2, Physics 1 and 2, Chemistry 1 and 2, some type of stats, usually general stats, English, Human Development, Psychology, and Medical Terminology. All right, next, GPA requirements. Let's talk about those real quick. Minimum, this is give or take, all right. Minimum above a 3.0 overall GPA, but an average accepted GPA is like a 3.4. So I'm gonna break that down a little bit. So the cutoff usually is a 3.0, cumulative and prereq GPA. Sometimes it gets a little lower depending on the school and all that stuff, but for general purposes, 3.0. Now, just because the minimum is a 3.0 doesn't mean if you have a 3.0, you're automatically accepted because there are people applying with above a 3.0, 3.9s, 3.7s, 3.4s, and all that stuff. So what you'll find is that the average accepted GPA is around a 3.4 to 3.5. So how to apply to physical therapy school? Try and get your GPA a 3.4, 3.5 or higher. That does not mean you cannot get in with below it. We've helped plenty of students get in with below a 3.4 and 3.5. That's what all of our accepted system programs are about. If you want more help with that, go to acceptedsystem.com and learn more about how we can help you, or go to our website, browse around. We have all those programs there on our website talking about it. So if you want help, if you're scared that you have below a 3.4, below a 3.5, can you get in all this stuff? Yes, we can help you. Go to acceptedsystem.com or preptgrind.com and we can help you learn more about how we can help you there. Next, now we talked about GPAs. Next, other things, other supplemental materials. All right. You have to complete your essays, letters of recommendation. You got observation hours, you got volunteer hours, you got experiences, all that stuff. So you have to complete all the supplemental application requirements. Next, you have to get your bachelor's degree. It could be in anything, but you have to complete a bachelor's degree to start physical therapy school, to keep it simple. Next, you open up what's called a PTCAS profile. It's just like any other software system, just like you open up a Facebook, an Instagram, or whatever app, and you put in all your information. That's all it is. It's the Physical Therapist Centralized Application Service. So you make a profile there, and you put all your information in. So all the information I stated from before, from the schools to the classes, to your personal information, to your GPAs, to your semesters, you just put that into PTCAS. Then you submit the application. You do an interview if you're required to do it. If you get accepted, you secure a deposit, and then you start PT school. So those are the steps. Now, there are a lot of different details and things to navigate and strategies and this and that and blah, blah, blah. And how do you do this? And when do you do this? And how do you study for that? And when do you, all of that. That's why Pre-PT Grind exists, to help you with all of those steps. So if you want more help, go to preptgrind.com, go to acceptedsystem.com. Both will lead you to get more help from us if you want more help on all those details. But those are the steps to apply to physical therapy school. Those are the general steps. We have a bunch of other free info and blah, 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 all that stuff to help you with each of those details. So again, preptgrind.com or acceptedsystem.com to get more help on those steps. So that was physical therapy school. All right. Next, PTA school. How many people apply to PTA school? TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, wherever you're tuning in from. how many people are applying to PTA school? I've been getting a ton of PTA questions within the last 2-3 months. So I know some of you are, but here are the steps to apply to PTA school. You have to complete high school or have your GED equivalent. So complete high school. Next, enroll in some community college or some university. Next step is to then complete the required prerequisite classes for PTA school. Now, the thing with PTA school is that they're not as standardized as physical therapy school. It's like from school to school. There's no centralized application service. Unless they changed it from the last time I checked, which was earlier today. So the prereqs are usually anatomy, physics, communications, and some type of math class. It's not as extensive as physical therapy school, all right? Next, the GPAs for PTA school. Minimum that I've seen is around a 2.5, but they usually want a 3.0 minimum. Then the average accepted is usually 3.2 to 3.4, all right? Supplemental requirements, same as PT school, essays, letters of recommendation, observation hours, volunteer stuff, experiences, all that little stuff. Well, not little, but supplemental things. Next, you complete the PTA application, which is usually on the school's website. There is no centralized application service, like for PT school. And then next, submit your application, complete an interview if required, secure the deposit, and start PTA school. So those are the steps. Again, there are details. Some people struggle with step 3 versus step 5 and all that stuff. So if you need more help, again, preptgrind.com or acceptedsystem.com to learn more about how we can help you get into PT school or PTA school. So real simple, real easy, no fluff, no talking your ear off, no extended whatever soliloquy on how to do this. Those are the steps, the hard facts on what you need to do to get into physical therapy school or I shouldn't say that. Those are the steps on how to apply to physical therapy school or PTA school. When to do it, how to do it, all that stuff with the context to your life and your GPAs and your classes and all that stuff is very personal, right? That's how we've got people the best results. So cool, that was the main event. If you guys have questions, let's go into the Q&A questions about anything, any topic about physical therapy, physical therapy assistance, and anything like that. So let's get into it while I change the screen. But I hope that helped give you more information on how to apply, like what steps there are to apply to PT school and PTA school without having to read a bunch of articles, go to a bunch of videos. It's just all in one place. These are the steps. That's it. And again, if you want those steps in written form, go to acceptanceguides.com. I give you those in written form. And I explain it all out. It's a nice, easy to read picture book style online PDF. Go to acceptanceguides.com, download those. Those will give you all the steps to apply to PT school, PTA school, and then get more help from us. All right, so let's get into a Q&A session. All right, let's see what questions you guys got. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Let's get into some questions and we will follow the show. All right, let's see where we're starting on TikTok. Let's start at the beginning here. Woo, it's a lot of comments. All right. All right, first commenter question that I see is, a lot of my classmates are saying our PT program is too easy when we compare it to other programs. I don't think that's a problem. I don't think that's a problem at all. If your PT program is too easy, I say take it and run with it. Why not? What's wrong with the easy PT program? You're still all gonna get a physical therapy license and a degree at the end of the day. So if it's easy, So be it. I have no problems with that. Next question. Do I have my OCS, which is orthopedic certified? Am I an orthopedic certified specialist? I am not. I do not have my OCS specialty. But my specialty is in all of you guys. I've been doing this longer than I've had my PT license. So that's what my specialty is. Next question. I got off the wait list of my dream school. Oh, that's not a question. Cool. Good stuff. Make sure you celebrate. Mac, please celebrate before you get started. Next, do PT schools prefer science courses from a major university or does it matter? That's a great question. You would think it would matter. Again, the question is, do physical therapy schools prefer science classes from a major university? You would think they would, but they don't. They want the grade is more important than where you took it from. It would make sense that if you got a B in anatomy from Harvard, that would weigh more than an A in anatomy from a small, rural, easy class, community college or something. But it doesn't. If you got an A, you got an A, whether it's from Harvard or your local community college. It does not matter. Great question, though. Next, where are you from? I'm from Chicago, Illinois. Cool. Then we got all of these comments on from the quiz. All right. Question from YouTube, tips on doing well on the CASPER. So the CASPER test, for those of you who don't know, is basically like a ethics interview type of online interview. It's basically trying to assess on what type of person are you, or what kind of person are you, or how would you handle ethical situations? How do you problem solve? And how do you, it's basically trying to ask how you would cause the least amount of harm to people, to keep it simple. Does that make sense? It's assessing on how to cause the least amount of harm to people, or how you would attempt to do that. So it's a lot of ethical-based scenarios. So how to prepare for it? Just read a bunch of ethical-based scenarios. And they give you a lot on the CASPER website. So it's not like you have to go somewhere else, prepare for something different or whatever. But how you can do it to be creative is ask a lot of would you rather questions to your friends and family, or ask them to yourself. Would you rather this versus that? Or if you saw this happening versus that happening, what you do? What would you do? Or if you saw this ethical situation happening, how would you handle it? And just keep in mind, how would you cause the least amount of harm to the least amount of people? If you're following me, hopefully I'm making sense. That's what they're trying to get at with those CASPER questions. So Sean, great question. And let's take your other question here while I'm here. Sean is also interested in becoming a sports physical therapist or an oncology pediatric DPT. Do you have any suggestions? I'm stuck on what to do. So Sean, if you're still on, I assume you're still on. Let me know what you mean by that. Are you trying to figure out right now today if you want to be a sports PT or an oncology pediatric PT? Is that the main point of the question, or do you just want more information about both? Help me out with that if you're still on. If you are, I'd love to help you, but I can take that question two directions. I just want to make sure I'm answering your specific question. So do you want me to answer on how to become either one or how to decide? Let me know. Okay, more info. You're asking about more info about both. Okay, so a sports physical therapist treats humans that are college, high school, or whatever, or pro athletes. They treat humans who play sports. More info on how to become. Okay, gotcha. Okay. So that's what they do. Pediatric physical therapists treat children who have cancer or different forms of cancer. So how to become a sports physical therapist is that you become a physical therapist first, then you work with athletes. I'm going to get to the details in a second. All right. TikTok, you following me? For oncology pediatrics, you become a physical therapist first, and then you treat or work with children who have different forms of cancer. Are you following me so far, Sean? Because a lot of people have that same question as you. How do I become a sports PT in oncology? All these specialties. And I understand. However, the basis of your question, the basic answer of your question is you have to become a physical therapist first. Hope that's making sense. So you become a physical therapist first, just like with physicians. Oh, how do I become a neurological space NASA spine neurosurgeon? Well, you become a physician first. You go to med school first. So that's the first thing you do. You go to physical therapy school. Now, to work with athletes, especially on the pro level, which I assume that's what you mean, you have to know the people who are hiring physical therapist for the sports teams. That's the biggest thing. You can get all these certifications, but if they don't know you, you will not get hired, because that's how they hire people. They call up their friends and buddies and hire them, or ask who they should hire. So you become a physical therapist, then you know the people at the pro level or high college level who hire the sports physical therapists, or the physical therapists who treat sports people. All right. Now with pediatric oncology, it's fairly more simple than that. You become a physical therapist. Yes, it's all about networking, especially with sports. You become a physical therapist, and then you apply to a pediatric position. Usually at a hospital, sometimes it can be school, sometimes home health, but you apply to a pediatric position. To specifically be an oncology pediatric physical therapist, you can search on Indeed and ZipRecruiter and LinkedIn and all that stuff, but I would start with just becoming a pediatric physical therapist. Then from there, you can learn, not necessarily learn, but you can find more opportunities within that network of PEDS, PTs, of how you can get that specific oncology pediatric job, because that is a specialty within a specialty within a specialty. So even with the pediatrics, it's less networking, but to get that specific with pediatrics, get into the pediatric specialty first, then move on to oncology within pediatrics. So hope that helps. But great questions from Sean during this Q&A session. Great questions. Let's hop back over to TikTok here. Let's see what you guys got. I failed my first semester of college. Does that mean I won't get into PT school? You failed your first semester, your whole semester? That doesn't mean you can't get into PT school, but there's a lot of work that needs to be done. So go to acceptedstrategy.com, book a call with our team so we can learn more about your situation and help you get into PT school or PTA school. But it doesn't mean you can't become a DPT. There's a lot of context we need. There's a lot of information we need and a lot of strategy. So you'll just need more help. It's definitely possible though. That's what we do. That's our specialty. Speaking of specialties. Next question from TikTok. I'm going back to school after 10 years. I'm going for PTA. You're nervous. That's okay. Being nervous is okay. Is there financial growth after graduation? The hospital I work for, the PTs haven't gotten a raise in 8 years. Well, let me take this off. My bad. So there's financial growth in PT. However, you have to keep in mind that sometimes, if not most of the time, physical therapy is still a corporate type of job. It's still a healthcare corporate type of job. So if your PTs are not getting raises in 8 years, that in part is a job problem of where they work. That's a job-specific work problem. That's a corporate problem. And it's an industry problem as well. But why I say it's a corporate problem is because in other corporate jobs, when they're not getting raises, they're told to either stay and suck it up or leave and find a better opportunity. So there's only so much sympathy I can have for physical therapists or other people who are working and complaining about their pay when they are in control. Is everybody with me so far? Carpet cruncher, are you with me so far? So you're hearing these PTs and people, or whether they're physical therapists, physicians, call center workers, complaining about their pay, which I'm sympathetic to and empathetic to, but also a part of me is like, well, you're in control. Leave the job if you're not happy with it. Yes, it's easier said than done. I understand. I'm not naive to that. But it's your money. Go leave. Go find another job. You're a physical therapist. You can find a job. Go get a better job or make your own job and get paid more. So to answer your question, yes, there is financial growth in physical therapy, but it's the same financial growth to me as many other industries. Jobs don't want to give you a raise because they need to make profit from you. And if they don't have to give you a raise and you accept it, then what's the problem? You accepted it. They can negotiate or leave or accept it. And it sounds like they accepted it for 8 years. So, you know, only so much you can say. Should I try to apply for PT school with the 3.0 science GPA or retake classes? I always suggest retaking classes. Just retake the class. I understand you want to get in without having to retake it, but it gives you a better chance and better opportunities if you retake it. So I did the same thing. suck it up. You can retake it. You'll be just fine. But you'll feel much safer. So hope that helps. What should I major in? Whatever is easiest at your university. Let's just say at University of Florida, the easiest major is communications. At University of Texas, the easiest major is general studies. At University of, Oregon, the easiest major is frisbee golf. Doesn't matter. Major in the easiest major, because you all have to take the same classes to apply to physical therapy school anyways. So why take neuroscience and space? Why be a neuroscience and space major? 1.7 GPA, when you can take a general studies major and apply to PT school with a 4.0 GPA. Prepper, you have CP. Gotcha. Oh, that's why you were asking. So yes, I have worked with people with CP before. So that's why you were asking. So yes, I have worked with people with CP and different neurological disorders before. How should I go about deciding whether to accept a seat at an expensive school versus trying again next cycle? It's just a math problem. Sit down with your parents or yourself or someone you trust and run the numbers, right? The opportunity cost of not taking that seat versus the financial situation you'll be in if you do take that expensive school seat, and who's going to help you and what's your support and how much in loans and are you going to stay at home and how much is cost of living and how much are you going to make as a PT and how much do you plan on making? Are you going to, like, there's so many factors that you need to sit down and this is and make a financial decision. So sit down with someone, primarily your parents or someone you trust, and make an educated financial decision. And that's how I would decide versus going to an expensive school or trying for a less expensive school next year. And make sure you account in there your opportunity cost, meaning a year worth of salary that you'll get paid as a PT or PTA. Is remembering all the body parts for PT hard? At the beginning, it's hard, but it's kind of like riding a bike. It's like once you get in the groove of things and once you know it, like you never really forget it. You forget some of the little stuff that you don't use all the time, but you don't really forget it. It all comes back. So like if you ask me some complicated question, I'm usually surprised that I can know the answer or get very close. So if you were like, what's the innervation of this weird muscle on the back by the neck? I can reason through it and try and figure it out and usually get pretty close if not know the answer, because I've been a PT for the last 5 years and been in school for 3 years before that and took prerequisites 4 years before that. So since 2011, I've known all the muscle stuff. So 10, 13 years, right? So it just becomes a part of you. But when I first started, I didn't even know what an origin was. I didn't even know what an insertion was. I was like, how do you guys remember this? And what is, so I get where you're at, but it just becomes a part of you. Like if you ever played an instrument, drove a car, ridden a bike, played a sport, it's just, how do you dribble a ball? Well, you just dribble a ball. So that's how. How do I further physiology with physiotherapy? Ask me that question again, Maria. Maria, how do I further physiology with physiotherapy? Ask that again. I would love to help you, but ask that again for me. Sean's got another question. So I'm a pre-med major. Do PT schools look at majors in regards to easy major, hard major, or GPA? Just GPA. Same thing as the school you went to. You would think that, oh, he took a harder major. Same exact thing happened to me. I was a pre-pharmacy major. I took all these harder classes and had a 3.4 when other people took this easier major and had a 3.9 and got in over me. I'm talking about this from personal experience. They do not care if you had a harder major, went to a harder school, went to anything. They want their numbers. They want what they want because they did not ask for your pre-med major. They said, give me the GPA, give me the classes, give me the other stuff I asked for. If you took a harder major, that's your problem. If you went to a harder school, that's your problem. So unfortunately, that's how it is. But yeah, they don't care about what major you have. They care about their requirements. Is a gap year really that bad? Not getting any acceptances anywhere. No, Marin, I was rejected from physical therapy school, so I technically had a gap year, so it's not that bad. Now I'm a physical therapist on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter live with you guys. And if I did not get rejected/have that gap year, I would not be on this live stream with you. Probably not. So no, it's not the worst thing. You can still be a physical therapist. We've helped so many students get into PT school with low GPAs and rejections before. So you can definitely do it. If I can do it, you can do it. So if you want more help, go to acceptedsystem.com or go to our website, preptgrind.com. And you know how the internet works. Sign up for a call or get our free guides. And from there, our team will reach out to you and we'll figure out how we can help you best with your specific situation. Going into senior year of high school, regular physics. If this is a dual credit class, Delaney, take physics. Hope that makes sense. So if you're talking about dual credit classes that will apply for college, take the physics. At what point did you feel confident in your ability to treat patients? Probably June of last year. June, July, August of last year, last summer. That's when I really felt really confident because I got some more training. Recently got accepted. What should I expect? Expect a lot of information and a lot of speed and a lot of difficulty with the questions they ask. So speed, the amount of information and the difficulty of the questions is what you should expect for PT school. How did you best prepare for your clinical rotation? I didn't. How I best prepared is make sure I had a place to live. So I went to New York and I went to San Francisco. Then I did two in my hometown of Chicago. So the best way I prepared was by finding a place to live. Like that was the essence of my preparation. All of the other preparation was done in school. But I know what you're asking. I'm a clinical instructor as well. So how I suggest you prepare now is talk to the CI. Whether it's a FaceTime, a call, text, anything that works best for you, and just get all your questions answered. Get a video of the clinic, have them give you a virtual tour. If you can come in a day early or come in an hour or two the week before, if you're close by, just to calm your nerves and be like, okay, this is what it looks like. All the people are friendly. This is the front desk name. This is my CI. This is where I put my stuff. This is where my laptop, like, all those nerves will be a little calm. Got into USC. If I sell my soul to go there, how could I lessen the financial debt? How much is USC now? 238 is what somebody told me. Nico, how much is USC? Because I've heard different answers. Hey, what's up, Nick? ATI in Oak Lawn. I'm looking forward to... Okay. You took it? Nick, did you take it? Or text me if you took it. You took it or you're about to take it? Or text me. Let me know where. Did you accept it? Let me know. Let's see. How can you lessen the financial debt? So, Nico, follow Cash and Clash University or binge watch all of my money playlist videos on TikTok. We talk about money all the time. So, go to our website, preptgrind.com. We have a whole money free video on there. We talk about money all the time. There's so much I can say. We have a live event all about money. We have a whole business all about money. We talk about money all the time. So watch all of my money videos, my money playlist on TikTok, my money playlist videos on YouTube. Come to our live event, watch the free money video from our website. We talk about money all the time. So what I'd say is there are three ways. Go to a less expensive school, which you're not doing already. So got to knock that one out. Get scholarships, grants, all that stuff, family help. Number three, make more money. So less expensive school, scholarships, and make more money. That's how you lessen the debt. Now, there's a lot of details and lists under those three things. I can't go into all of that on a TikTok live because there's other questions. But go to our website, follow Cash in Class University. We have so much information about money. Come to our live event, the New Money PT live event. It's on our website as well. We talk about money so much. So that's what I'd say. I'm taking the GRE this Saturday. Any words of advice? Saturday, you got Monday, Tuesday. If you haven't taken a practice test before, take your last practice exam pretty soon. Other than that, do a visualization of the whole day. Do a visualization of the whole day. So from the time you wake up to what you're going to wear, to the car you're going to take, to where you're going to sit, just visualize the whole day. That's what I'd say. I had a white coat ceremony. So the question is, do PT programs have a white coat ceremony? I did. All PT schools don't have them though. Physics at my school isn't dual credit. Should I still take that over AP stats? Take the dual credit. But if you're going to take the dual credit, Delaney, you have to get an A. Don't take that dual credit if you're not going to get an A. If you're just going to BS it and be like, oh, I'm taking an AP class and I'm a dual credit and I'm so, don't do it. Only take the dual credit if you're going to get an A or it's going to mess you up. If you're not going to get an A in the dual credit class, especially if you're in high school, there's no point of taking a dual credit class because it's then going to mess your college GPA up. If you get a C in that dual credit class, then it's going to go on your college GPAs for PT schools or PTA schools. You have to get an A. If you're going to take a dual credit, you have to get an A. Sean, you got, I'll get to your question in a second, Sean. I see. Nick, did you reply? I think you hopped off. Nick, text me if you're still on, or I'll have to text you. Hopefully I remember to text Nick. Hold on, I got to text Nick. Nick was my, whoever had the clinical rotation question earlier, you see his comment, Nicholas Sikorsky was one of my students. So let me, there we go. All right, just had to text him real quick. All right. I have 6 total tests left on my PTA program. Good stuff. Oh, okay. All right, Sean. Do DPT schools look at other things such as organizations you were a part of? For instance, I'm fraternity president, 60 Guys, National Honor Society. Yeah, they look at all that. They look at all that, but they look at all that after you give them what they want. That's it. So it's like being on a sports team. Like, I'm a short guy. If I tried to be a walk-on for a D1 college team, they're like, well, you don't meet the 6'2" minimum, or you can't dunk. I don't care how nice of a person you are. I don't care how well you can draw up a play. You're going to get dunked on if we're playing defense. You're a liability on defense. So the physical therapy schools are like, I don't care if you're president for your frat. If you don't got a 3.4 GPA or whatever we want, you're a liability. So that's how they view it. Did you enjoy DPT school? Yeah, my favorite part was clinical rotations when I traveled. I'm going into grad school for PT. I have a nose ring and a tattoo. Are those okay? They're usually okay. It's 2024. Usually they're okay. I know a DPT program professor who has tats. I don't think she has a nose ring, but she has a sleeve on her right arm. So you should be okay. USC is 218 to 238. Okay, you live locally. Okay. But yeah, get our money advice. Our money advice is, yeah. Come to our live event, Nico. New Money PT event is in Florida, August 31st, September 1st, that Labor Day weekend. How much did you hate PT school? I'm only in PT school. Classes are training. I didn't hate it, but it's just like, this is what you paid for. This is what you signed up for. Like, you wanted, James, remember how much you wanted to get into PT school or PTA school? And you got in and now you're like, oh, I hate it. It's going to be the same thing for PT school. So it's not, it's hard, but so everything in life is hard. So yeah, it's going to be difficult, but it's what you paid for. It's what you wanted. Can you go to school for PTA, then be a PT and not have so much schooling? No, you have to do the same amount of school. Even bridge programs are the same amount of school, in my opinion. So just because you're a PTA, there's no back door. There's no special class. There's no special test. There's no side door. There's no back door. You don't get treated special because you're a PTA. 99% of the time, you're not treated special. You get a few extra points depending on the school, but it's not like you get to skip 4 steps because you're a PTA. You got to do the same thing. You're treated like another applicant for the most part if you're a PTA. In the Philippines, does US require DPT before practicing as a PT? I don't know that answer specifically. I'm pretty sure you need to be a DPT. Yes, I can confidently say you need your DPT, whether it's a transitional DPT or a regular DPT, that depends on the country. I have to help you with that. I have to look more into that. If you follow facts.pt on Instagram, they'll probably have a quicker, better answer for you, but pretty sure you need a DPT plus the NPTE. PT school right now, and I'm struggling. Gait, foot, ankle. Make a song out of it. Make a rhyme out of it. Do a mnemonic or anything out of it. Like, you have to put some other emotional meaning to what you're learning to help you learn it better, especially if you're struggling. So instead of just being like, oh, what's the Ranchos Los Amigos parts of gait? Like, make a song out of it. Or make a, or turn those words into Spanish. Like, there has to be some other meaning to help you remember it, especially if you're struggling with it. In a PTA program, any advice getting drained? Any study tips for ATI, TA? I have not taken that TEAS test, so I do not have any advice for that. If you can take a practice test, that's the best thing I can tell you, but I have not taken the TEAS exam. As far as getting drained from PTA school, you probably just need a better way to study. So you need to learn how you best learn, because you're probably getting drained because you're trying to do both at the same time. You're trying to learn the information from PTA school and learn how to learn. So if you learn how to learn best, learning the PTA information gets a lot easier. So I would focus on learning how to learn if you can, if you have the bandwidth and time, versus trying to do both. Because once you learn how to learn, you can learn the information quicker. It's like trying to fix the plane while flying type of thing. PTA to bridge programs, DPT bridge programs, there's only 2 to 3 in the country for a reason. To me, it's no different from DPT school, from just applying to a regular DPT school. I don't see any difference in a bridge program versus a regular PT school. To me, there is no difference. It's the same difficulty. You still need a bachelor's degree. You still take the same classes. It's just as expensive. They don't give you any special backdoor acceptance into whatever. You still have to take the board exam. To me, I don't see any advantage. I just don't. Unless somebody can help me see the advantage, I don't see any advantage to a bridge program. I really don't. How can you prepare for the GRE? Take a practice test and learn where your weaknesses are, then focus a majority of your time and attention when studying on those weaknesses. The GRE is math and writing and the verbal section. So math, writing, and verbal. There is not a lot of math involved in PT school. It's only statistics. It's the only math class in PT school. Only statistics. All right, I'll take any last questions that we will finish up this pre-PT chat live. Appreciate you joining, guys. If you have... if you have any last questions, let us know. But if you want to work with us more, if you want to get into physical therapy school and want our help, go to acceptanceguides.com. Link is right there. Or go to preptgrind.com. And y'all know how the internet works. Get our free stuff, sign up for our stuff. And if you get our free acceptance guides, a person from our team will reach out to you. So if you get a text or a call saying they're from PrePT Grind, that is from us. It's a real person. His name is Kelvin. He's super cool, super nice. He's just making sure that all our people are taken care of so we can help you guys as much as possible. Favorite settings to work in? We'll take the last questions here. Favorite settings to work in? What are your favorite type of patients to treat? Favorite settings to work in? I like the outpatient setting. I don't mind home visits either, if the home is clean, of course. But outpatient is my favorite. And favorite type of patients to treat? The nice ones, the people who have common, decent, courtesy, respect, the nice ones. I can treat anything from headaches to bunions, to back pain, to knee pain, to concussions, to vertigo. I can treat it all. So the best patients I like are the nice ones, the ones who can joke with me, who answer my questions, who listen, who aren't in a bad mood all the time, you know, just normal, nice people. There are hybrid PT schools. If you type in hybrid physical therapy schools, those are your online schools. So there are no, from my knowledge, all online physical therapy schools. They are called hybrid physical therapy schools, online lecture material, then in-person manual education is done on campus. So look up hybrid physical therapy schools. Thanks for the follow, Adam. You agree? Absolutely. Absolutely. Can you get your associates in PTA while working towards an exercise science? Yes, you can. If I understand that question correctly, you can. So you can get your associates while work. You can technically do it. I don't know if you'll have enough time for it because PTA school is a lot of time. Technically, you can do it at the same time, but I'd probably do one than the other if that's your goal. But all right. Thanks for hopping on this pre-PT chat live, and we will see you on the next one.